Have you identified any possible entities that could be responsible? Have no possible leads on where these objects might have come from?
We don't, sir. And I think it'll be very difficult to make some sort of positive identification unless you can get to the debris.
White House briefing, February 17, 2023. It's been a week since the 2017 White House UAP briefing after the shootdown of four unidentified flying objects tracked over Alaska, Montana, the Yukon, and then Michigan. We know that one was definitely a spy balloon, casually floating over Alaska, then southeast over our sensitive military and nuclear bases as the Pentagon allowed it to gingerly collect data eastwardly from Montana to South Carolina before it was shot down in U.S. waters over the Atlantic.
Will the American public eventually find out what these three unidentified objects are, including which companies they belong to or which specific benign purposes they had?
We would like nothing better, but I can't sit here and promise you that we'll get to that level of fidelity of detail. A lot of it's going to depend on an ability to recover these three objects.
The balloon was first reported on February 1 by observers on an airliner and by former Billings Gazette editor Chase Doak. And we all eventually knew it was a balloon, and we saw it being shot down. No secret, no mystery, and no extraterrestrial object in our airspace. However, what happened next, just a few days later, more objects were tracked and reported over Alaska, Montana, Canada, and Michigan, and that intrigued everyone. All three were not, and I mean not, reported as balloons out of China, but true unknowns. One was first reported as a silvery gray cylinder over northern Alaska. Then the second was the same, but over the Yukon. And that evening, it seems like Montana was buzzed by a possible saucer, and that may have been the object tracked and shot down in Michigan over Lake Huron on the Canadian border. I have never in my life seen multiple reports of UFO objects in 1 week, let alone news that all three were blown out of the sky by missiles from U.S. fighter jets. It was a wild and crazy event. All four reported sightings were very exciting on several levels. Wow, the Pentagon was publicizing and acting on their finds. I was excited thinking we may see one or more of those objects identified. Could this be the smoking gun? And I was sure we'd get to see the high-resolution photos and videos of these three UAPs. But I was wrong, because 10 days has passed and we see nothing. They did have a few White House and Pentagon briefings that glued me to the TV, but they told us nothing more than their initial reports. Here's a little nothing from John Kirby at the White House.
Have you identified any possible entities that could be responsible for
not
these?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
So you have no possible leads on where these objects might have come from?
We don't, sir. And I think it'll be very difficult to make some sort of positive identification unless you can get to the debris.
The now famous three were unknown objects in our airspace that needed to be removed. They did not know what they were, and they were not balloons, but they never revealed any videos or still photos. That you know for sure they had. Those jet fighters have high-tech cameras and radar, and several of those jets had engaged. But it was obvious they intended to keep it secret. Frustrating for sure. At one point, a reporter asked John Kirby if they had any videos, and he said, "It defies reason why you wouldn't know what they are." John Kirby responded the following.
"It defies reason that you would have zero idea what these three objects were, since the fighter jets themselves took video of their sorties. Will you release the cockpit videos from those missions?"
I have to refer you to DOD on that, James, in terms of releasing the imagery. I never said we had zero idea. I said we don't know what they are, and so did the president.
Yes, they do have video recorders, but Kirby did not offer any description or say they would release them. We were all starting to see the picture. The fact is, it seems like the beginning of a cover-up. He eventually said they were likely scientific research balloons.
The president also told you that the intelligence community's leading explanations at this point are that they were a benign purpose, probably commercial, recreation, or scientific research.
So I did a Google search and found that inexpensive balloons were available under $200 to scientists and amateurs wanting to send instruments aloft. In fact, an amateur balloon club in Illinois The Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade had sent a silver Mylar balloon up last year, and it was on its seventh flight around the Earth with its last transmission on February 10th at 38,900 feet and southwest of Alaska. Okay, maybe it was a balloon and not a gray alien looking to abduct and experiment on some unsuspecting human. To date, we have seen nothing from the Pentagon, but Congress has, and they haven't leaked yet. They could give us some low-resolution photos or maybe a shaky home video. I'd even accept any size silvery gray ribbons of Mylar or some tin foil, the Roswell cover-up, and we've heard nothing from Canadian officials on the Yukon object. Silch. Silence. Crickets. Except on February 13, Prime Minister Trudeau said, obviously, there is some sort of pattern in there. We've been official UFO data deprived for the last 80 years. The only immediate solution, and I have been saying this all along in most of my UAP podcasts, we need leakers to tell us the truth. During that White House news briefing, John Kirby fielded lots of questions from reporters on the downed unknown objects. No one was really interested in the Chinese balloon. It was just a balloon. Questions were repeated, like, what was the size of the object? Did they have photos? What speed was it traveling? Did they find debris? His answers were, I don't know, or we haven't been able to pick up the debris because it sunk. Or the weather made it difficult to access the areas, and the jets were going too fast to get photos. We have high-resolution cameras that will snap photos and record videos at high speed. And of course, they have advanced radar systems that do even more. As I was digesting Kirby's response, it was obvious that what they know has been classified, and we weren't getting any of it. Though after the briefing, I was more convinced that maybe one or two of the objects may actually be balloons because of the Amateur Balloon Club report. But couldn't they figure that out before they wasted $500,000 on the AIM-9 missiles? Our taxpayer money dollars down the drain. And why not show a few low-resolution photos of what they found? That would definitely stop everyone from speculating. But no. For that reason, I don't trust them. They could have a downed real alien tic-tac object craft like the one that F-18 commanders Dave Fravor and wingman Alex Dietrich, by the way, Alex is a woman, viewed with their own four eyes in 2004 over the Pacific near San Diego. John Kirby's response to the reporters' questions just proves my point that they're dodging the questions and not revealing the facts, and sometimes twisting the facts. They have to know what these objects look like from both pilot response and videos. I mean, these jet fighters have radar and cameras in their nose. And we've all seen videos of missiles flying to their target and witnessed the destruction. My point is, they have the goods, let's see them. It sounds like they have proof of not of this earth UAPs. If you like what you hear, please hit the subscribe button and follow me. UFO news is now in the mainstream, and I'm hoping someday soon we'll get a complete disclosure from the White House and Pentagon. If not, I would be perfectly happy to take the truth from the government leakers. We need to know.